Hi everyone. Today we'll be reading from John chapter 15, verses 1 through 11. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. And as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. So this passage is, again, we'll be saying this maybe a few times more. This passage is during the Last Supper. Right? Jesus has a lot to say, actually, this time, like after the Last Supper, at least, before he goes on the cross. And Jesus, in this, before this, in the chapter before this, he'd been talking about comfort and peace and the Holy Spirit that would be given to his disciples. And here, Jesus gets into perhaps what is kind of like the heart of what he's been telling his disciples this whole time. And this is a pretty familiar passage for many Christians, but it's also very essential. And this passage, John 15, starts with the last of the seven I am statements in the Gospel of John. And Jesus says, I am the vine. And so much of this passage, it's this agricultural, natural kind of metaphor. And because it's so familiar, at least for me, I think it's important for me, at least, to pause, step back, and appreciate how like genius this passage is, how perfect this analogy is. Now, every metaphor breaks down at some point, but this is a really good one. And so Jesus talks about this idea of just him being the vine, right, and us being these branches. And the key words, there's two, I think, really key words in this passage. One is abiding, and the other is fruit. Now, in this sense, abiding is being part of the vine, right? And as we are branches, as Jesus says, as the branches, we have to be connected to that vine. And so in this metaphor of plants or vines or trees, it doesn't even matter really. But if a branch isn't connected to a tree or to the vine, it's dead, or it's at, in the very least, dying. Now, why is that? Because that branch, apart from the vine, apart from the trunk or of a tree, like that branch, apart from it, it has no source of life, right? It's being connected to that vine, right? That's how it gets life. And what Jesus is saying, so it is with us then. We desperately need to abide in Jesus, be connected to him. And practically, in our lives, that means that our source of life and joy and hope, everything has to come then from Jesus. Abiding in Jesus means being with him, loving him, being in relationship with him. And again, it's not just reading the Bible or prayer or going to church, any of those like those things. Now, that's part of it, right? Those are important things. But it's doing, like more important is doing those things with Jesus, like being connected to Jesus, being in relationship with Jesus through those practices and others as well. The second key word I want to point out is fruit, this idea of bearing fruit. And as a result of being connected to the vine, Jesus says very simply that we should be then bearing fruit. Now, Jesus doesn't say very specifically what that means or what that looks like in this passage, but we can look through the New Testament for a lot of those things. Throughout the, much of the New Testament speaks to these things, I mean. And so bearing fruit, it's stuff like loving our neighbors, growing in holiness and our love for God, doing good works, right? That's like, this is bearing fruit. It's in our lives. There's this evidence of us being connected to that vine. And it's important to recognize here, and that's the part we don't necessarily like to talk about that much, but Jesus talks about branches that don't bear fruit being thrown into the fire, right? Being cut off, thrown into the fire. And this is judgment. But he doesn't mean here, right, when he says like, oh, like if you don't bear fruit, you get thrown into the fire. He doesn't mean go bear fruit, like go do good works to be saved. No. What he's saying is it's abiding. It's abiding. It's being connected to Jesus, being connected to the vine. That's how we bear fruit. You know, I know we know a lot of these things, but I think sometimes because it becomes familiar, we lose some of the importance of it. And some of this is like, you know, abiding in Jesus, you know, I have to read the Bible, I have to pray, I have to do these things. But it's ultimately what happens when we're doing this is what is said at the end, in the last verse that we read, verse 11. Jesus says, I've spoken to you these things that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. And Jesus talks about abiding. He talks about bearing fruit. He talks about, I didn't talk about it here, but it talks about keeping his commandments. And those things sound like burdens, maybe, if we think of them the wrong way. But what Jesus says is that I do this for you so that you can have joy, that your joy can be full, that there can be this joy overflowing in your hearts as you're connected to Jesus. Let's pray. As we're in this new year, that we can be connected to Jesus, that we can have that joy as we're abiding in him and as we bear fruit. Let me pray for us. God, we thank you that there's this invitation to us to have joy. And I pray that we will find that joy as we're connected to you. Help us to abide in you. Help us to desire to be with you and to be near you. And Jesus, work in our hearts. And I pray that as a result in this year, in 2021, that we will bear much fruit as we're connected to you, Lord. Bless us, God. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.